Good morning, it's 9:04. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. Monday was the second night in a row that chaos unfolded outside City Hall in Philadelphia. Viral videos from the mayhem on social media showed dozens of teens blocking traffic along busy streets. Philadelphia police were ready, though, after confrontations Sunday as the Made in Philadelphia holiday market was wrapping up. Dozens of officers on foot and on bikes were patrolling as teens filled the area. Jimmy Friedman captured the disturbance on his video camera.
We're just wild. Like, you have to be here to experience it.
Friedman says hundreds of teens descended on the area around Dilworth Park as the Made in Philadelphia market was wrapping up.
As they were breaking up the tents and the stuff, just all this chaotic started happening.
Freeman captured fights breaking out, police responding to the crowds, and later attending to one person who fell to the ground. Jonathan Dunleavy told our news partner 6ABC he witnessed a teen take over as he headed to a girlfriend's house.
I heard, yo, he's got a gun, so I stopped and turned and heard pop, pop.
Police say that after the gunshot went off, they saw a young man putting something in a backpack. A foot chase ensued, and when officers caught him, they found a handgun with 37 rounds of ammunition in his bag. Police say one person was arrested for having a firearm, another for robbery, and a third arrest was made for disorderly conduct. 7 citations were also issued on Sunday for disorderly conduct. Philadelphia police say they'll be using the videos that are circulating on social media right now as part of their investigation. Construction activities are underway to remove the Spring Garden Dam at Tyler State Park. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the goal is to restore river flowing in the Chamonix Creek and help fish migrate.
The $1.3 million project aims to restore fish passage in the creek. The 9-foot-tall dam in Bucks County is the second largest dam to ever be removed in Pennsylvania. Dave Diphold is a fish passage biologist for the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. He says fish need to move freely to reproduce and find food.
Unlike humans, who when a road is closed, we have the luxury of taking a detour, fish live in a linear network. And so anytime there's a barrier in their world, they can't get around it. They don't have an alternative route.
He says dams can also impact water quality and deplete oxygen levels that fish rely on. Park officials say the project will also improve visitor safety and increase activities like paddling and fishing. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
No word on the person lost in the Ethel Waters Park in Chester, Delaware County, who fell into the creek and has not been seen since yesterday. Police said the call for help came in around 9:30 Monday night, and boats were dispatched to the Chester Creek. Authorities say they have not heard or seen anything from the person since. Mostly sunshine today, high 83, clear tonight, low 68. Currently, it is 71 degrees. Support.